There you go, that's the Knack and My Sharon, and it's a pleasure to welcome some live music into the studio. And I'm talking now to Carew. Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
Nice okay, and welcome into Near FM and into the studio as well. Give us a little background to yourself, where you're from. And
well, I'm a kind of, you could call me a plastic paddy if you like. I'm Irish, but grew up in East Africa and came back as a young adult to Dublin, and I also then spent a lot of time living in Spain as well, so I've been a bit all over the place, but home is now Donaghmede, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So just down the road, just
where
down
the family is based and everything. So.
And when did you get into the music? Was it while you were away or when you came home as a
teenager? So music is a kind of long story. I guess I started on piano when I was very small, and then I started doing guitar and singing a bit later when I was 17 or so, and kind of forgot about piano for a while. And then last couple of years, readopted piano, so now I'm doing all three, so singing, guitar, piano, composing. And then in my 20s got into playing in bands. I was in some bands in Dublin before I left for Spain, and then in Spain I was in a couple of bands as well. Mm-hmm. And then since I came back to Ireland about a year ago now. Mm-hmm. So I started playing solo gigs and then met a few musicians who I play with sometimes, when I get band gigs. So yeah, I'm mm-hmm. still go by the name Carew, but it's either solo or with a band. So,
okay. What do you think, just interesting for me that you mentioned about Spain, and of course you travel quite a lot. The thing that disappointed me the few times I move around over there, because I'm into music myself, and mm-hmm. especially someone like yourself, I love to go, there's plenty of venues in Dublin, thank God.
Yeah.
But in Spain, very, very little. Maybe you have to go a bit north to...
Where were you in Spain?
Well, it was Madrid, but then I moved up north...
Right, it's a different kind of scene. I was living in Valencia, and it's a very lively scene for things like it's kind of smaller time cultural associations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the south, you've got the flamenco scene, mm-hmm. which is a strong tradition. And I do think, it's a Madrid. I'm surprised you didn't find much music there. It's quite a bustling scene there, mm-hmm. but it's a little bit different the way it works.
It's not as prominent. Yeah, the reason I wonder, like, it's about young musicians, like here, 15, 16, a little bit older, of course, but they could go in and play around the city. Most of the time they pay to play, which I always give out about all the time. It costs them money to play. And so I just wondered what they do over there. Like, would they have... open mics and stuff like that.
There wouldn't be such a strong open mic culture. But I think open mic culture is very specific. It's not indicative of the music culture in general.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make a platform for a lot of people to start out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't be so much of that there. But I found in Valencia there was a lot of smaller venues that... People pay to play. Do people pay to play in
Well, it costs them money to play. They don't get paid for playing. Sometimes they pay to use
money.
The PA. Yeah, sometimes.
To use the PA. Yeah, no, see, this is all wrong.
I know. I've been given about it for years.
I don't think
it's as bad as it used to be, but it certainly was.
I mean, someone paying to work is the opposite. You see, it's further than slavery. I mean, slavery is when you don't get paid to work, so...
Okay, I want to get into your music a little bit now. Yeah. Before I ask you, to explain it, let's hear something from you first. What would the first song be now?
Okay, so I'm going to play a song on guitar. This song is called Sikupendi. This mm-hmm. is a song in Swahili, so which is the language from East Africa, and it's a song. It's a fun song to play and stuff, and it's kind of one of the popular ones out in East Africa, where I used to play as well, but. It's quite a serious theme. It's all about gender violence, and it's a message to women in Tanzania to not accept mm-hmm. Gender violence. So it's quite a important or strong social issue in Tanzania, in East Africa. So Sikupendi is called. Should go ahead?
Yep.
Kama wewe ni mwanamke anayeteswa teswa na mwanamume wako. Kama wewe ni mwanamke anayeteswa teswa na mwanamume wako. Kwa mkono wake au ongo wake. Kwa mkono wake au ongo wake. Hazifai, hazifai. Sababu zake, sababu zake. Itabidi, itabidi ukamwambia maneno haya. Sikupendi, 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 sikupendi. Tena, 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 tena. Nakuacha, 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 nakuacha. Sasa, 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 sasa. Sikupendi, 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 sikupendi. Tena, 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 tena. Nakuacha, 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 nakuacha. Sasa, 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 sasa. No, 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 no. Kama wewe ni mwanamme anayemtesa tesa mwanamke wako. Kama wewe ni mwanamme anayemtesa tesa mwanamke wako. Kwa mkono wako au ongo wako. Kwa mkono wako au ongo wako. Hazifai, hazifai. Sababu zako, sababu zako. Itabidi msikilize anapokuambia maneno haya. Sikupendi, 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 sikupendi. Tena, 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 tena. Nakuacha, 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 nakuacha. Sasa, 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 sasa. Sikupendi, 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 sikupendi. Tena, 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 tena. Nakuacha, 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 nakuacha. Sasa, 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 sasa. No, 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 no. Sikupendi, 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 sikupendi. Tena, 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 tena. Nakuacha, 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 nakuacha. Sasa, 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 sasa. Sikupendi, 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 sikupendi. Tena, 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 tena. Nakuacha, 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 nakuacha. Sasa, 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 sasa.
Very good. That's terrific, and I'm looking forward to some more from you. I imagine I haven't heard any more, but I imagine a lot of your music is quite diverse.
Yes, it is, because I had the different influences. So what I started doing, it was only, I guess, in the last maybe 4 or 5 years, I started writing songs for two purposes. One was to make them interactive. So I did a project I called Interactive Music in Spain, and that led to the formation of one of my bands. But I also started writing music which mixed languages and styles. Or, okay, so that song was in one language, in Swahili, mm-hmm. but it was a kind of mix of musical styles, I'm sure people noticed. And the idea was to create a, because there's this word world music, which I think is misused, because in the Anglo world we tend to use the word world music to describe anything non-Anglo, mm-hmm. which I think is inaccurate. So okay. I was trying to make world music that takes influences from different places. And okay.
And you write most of the stuff, if not all of it, yourself. By the way, have you anything out at the moment that people can get their hands on?
Well, people can listen to my EP or buy it. It's on Bandcamp for sale. It's a 4 euro, I think, for five songs. So if you look for Kiru, K-I-R-U-U, on Bandcamp. You can also listen on SoundCloud, and there's some videos out on YouTube if you put Kiru. There's a recent live video I played in Africa Day before the summer.
And is it important for you to have, that has a social comment in it. Is it important to inject social commentary into your songs?
A lot of the time. Social commentary or some commentary. I try to explore themes other than being in love with someone, mm-hmm. in a lot of my music, although obviously that theme is important. I just feel that it often dominates the musical discourse. So I have a few love songs, but I explore lots of different stuff. So that one was a social theme. I'm going to do one which is I'll do two more today if we have time.
Yes,
so one of them is called Dance, and it's in three languages, and it's a waltz, and it's describing what it's like to dance with someone. And the other song I'll do is called Parrot. And
okay, well, let's hear a dance, whatever one you
I'll
choose.
I'll do Dance, shall I?
Okay. And this is on the keyboards.
And this is on the piano here, so.
Okay.
So, Dance.
the sun reappears in glory. Dance, 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 and we will twirl and twist and swirl and swing and spin until we draw. Sin vergüenza voy, miren cómo estoy, dando vueltas en trance total. Me dejo llevar, danzo sin parar, me siento tan libre al bailar. Peu importe qui veut bien me regarder, ou s'il y a foule ou personne, parce que les seules choses pour lesquelles je vis sont le mouvement, la folie, la danse. Music rolls out in rhythm. Dance, dance, dance. And our bodies touch and quiver. Dance, dance, dance. And our legs become elastic. Dance, dance, dance. And free hands clasp and seal this. Dance, dance, dance. And we will twirl and twist and swirl and swing and spin until we drop. And we will twirl and twist and swirl and swing and spin until we drop. And we will twirl and twist and swirl and swing and spin until we drop.
Very, very good. I wish we had an audience here to that. I know that's influence. I want to get the third song in because we're running out of time rather quickly. I know you've had influence, but I'll have to ask the cliche question. What sort of music did you listen to when you were young?
Oh, a mix. When I was growing up in East Africa, we listened to East African music. So there's different sides of East African music. There's Kwasa Kwasa, there's some Lingala from Congo, and then pop, East African pop, and then also on the radio a lot of American music played as well. I really got deeply into listening, actively listening to music in my late teens. So I started listening a bit more. So I went through my grunge phase while I was into Radiohead, and then I went into post-rock, and then when I lived in Spain, I was into rumba and flamenco, and then moving back out to Africa, I was into the more traditional Tanzanian music. I had to look a bit harder for that. And some hip-hop along the way as well. I did some research on Tanzanian hip-hop.
That'd be more widespread me on. But it was just interesting when I heard the four song actually on the guitar, because I was talking in general about music last night to someone much younger, and I just happened to mention that one of my favourite bands in the 60s was Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66. You probably never heard of it. Okay. But absolutely terrific sort of Latin American music. It was absolutely true. And mixing up with the Beatles and Elvis and all like that, so the difference is in there. And I could sort of hear bits of these things, as you said, a bit of a waltz there. I can imagine people waltzing around the kitchen as we speak. Terrific.
Yeah, I sometimes get beat with if people are up for dancing on that one. I'll play it a little bit slower and get people, because it's a little bit fast for a waltz, I'll play a bit slow and get people waltzing away.
Okay, well, I'll get the third one in, and if we have time, we'll have another chat. But what's the third one going to be?
So this is called Parrot. Now, this is the first time I've played this for anyone in public at all, so bear with me if I'm a bit... I've got the words in front of me, but I'm really excited about this song. I've been getting into different types of jazz in the last couple of years, and I'm not trained in jazz, but I really like what they do with the chords and stuff. So I'm starting to try and write some stuff in the kind of... I have another song, if people listen to Malou, it's in the kind of Manouche style. And this one, I think of it kind of my attempt at making a standard. So
okay.
Here you go. This is called Parrot.
I wanna go to where the warm sun shines. I like to see the twinkling stars so bright. The summer's gone on this rainy island. The city fumes clog up the sky at night. I'd like to swim in crystal clear sea water. with happy fishes bumping off of me. I fancy swimming in some forest clearing. Listen to crickets sing their symphony. I wanna go, need to explore. So let me fly, fly, fly away. Out there I'll spread out my unused wings. I don't exist just for your enjoyment, or just to imitate the words you bark. It's not that I think I'm more or less important. I'm simply sick of being caged and barred, you see. These wings evolve to flap against the air, so I can soar above the tall treetops. But in this cage they're growing stiff and feeble. The time will come for it to be unlocked. I wanna go, need to explore. So let me fly, fly, fly away. There I'll spread out my unused wings. I wanna go, I need to explore. So let me fly, fly, fly away. Out there I'll spread out my unused wings. Bali, 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 Bali.
That's the quickest 25 minutes I've ever spent. Very, very good. Just a couple of questions just before I let you go. One of the lines says the sun has gone from this rainy island. Is that Ireland?
Yeah.
Is that Ireland?
Yeah. The summer's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the rainy island. Yeah. Okay. Give us your website and if you have any gigs coming up.
Okay. So I'm playing this Sunday in Fusion Sundays in the co-op. About 3 o'clock, and other gigs I'll be publishing on the website. The main website I use is Facebook, so if people look for Kiru, K-I-R-U-U, you can find links to other music there. As I said before, I'm on SoundCloud and YouTube and Bandcamp are my main ones. And there's, you know, stuff from the gigs that I've done, you know, updates and things that are on the Facebook mm-hmm. page. So yeah. If people like the music, please keep in touch on Facebook's the main place.
Okay, and it's been a great pleasure having you, and I wish it had been a little bit longer, Kiru.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Phil.
Thank you.
All right.